This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. As the world's population continues to grow, the need to feed everyone is something a number of entities are working on. Paris-based Edonia is one of the startups working on creating protein ingredients using microalgae. Edonia joins companies like Breville, AlgaeCore Technologies, Algenuity, and Newfish that are tapping into the global market for commercial algae, which is expected to be valued at $25.4 billion by 2033. Now armed with €2 million, $2.1 million, the company is moving forward with producing plant-based ingredients from microalgae biomass generated from spirulina or chlorella that Edonia CEO Hugo Valentin tells TechCrunch is more nutritious than meat. Edonia is Valentin's second company. He was also co-founder of Ami, a company that was also working on spirulina consumption. Prior to that, he was an account director for consulting firm Uzik. He said while at Ami, he was convinced that microalgae would play an important role in the current protein transition. Edonia makes the protein via a unique microalgae transformation process called edonization. This transforms the microalgae biomass into a textured super ingredient with numerous taste, odor, texture, nutritional, and environmental qualities. We want to solve the organoleptic sense organs aspects of microalgae, Valentin said. Today, it's mainly known as a green powder with a bitter taste. The goal of the technologies is to solve this problem. The edonization technique changes the color from green to a darker, richer-looking brown. It converts the texture to meaty, like tender grains, with aromatics similar to what smoking or grilling would produce, Valentin said. Edo One is the startup's first product, which Valentin said offered an umami-like flavor and texture closer to ground meat than that of soy proteins. Therefore, it's a good plant-based replacement for ground meat, he said. In addition, the minimally processed Edo One is 30% protein, comprised of essential amino acids, and contains other minerals and vitamins. That's a bit higher percentage of protein than, for instance, ground beef, which can be around 20%. A large percentage of beef is water. At a time when 34% of greenhouse gas emissions are generated by our food, Valentin also wanted to show that microalgae could reduce emissions. Edonia worked with University Institution AgroParisTech to develop a life cycle assessment that shows Edonia's product could emit 40 times less carbon dioxide than its ground meat equivalent and 3 times less than its textured soy equivalent. Edonia is already able to produce a few kilograms of Edo One. Valentin's next goal is to scale the technology so it can deliver thousands of tons of the product to the market. Valentin expects to have a full-scale factory in about 2 years. The company is also working with food manufacturer Beta Testers to develop recipes and food products using Edonia's ingredients. We plan to go to the market by the end of this year with commercial proofs of concepts, he said. Edonia isn't subject to the novel food category regulation, so it does not need French or European Union authorization to go to market. This will enable it to commercialize its production more rapidly. The official launch will be European, and then the startup aims to quickly expand to other continents like Asia and the United States through strategic partnerships, Valentin said. The €2 million investment was led by French venture capital firm Esterion Ventures, which recently invested in another green company, Dimefab. BPI also participated. The capital will enable the company to finance a pilot plant and extend its R&D, Valentin said. The quality of Edonia's product has already been tested and approved by French R&D chef Laurent Sicre, whose culinary creation and development expertise is recognized by food industry professionals and restaurateurs. In addition to meat alternatives, Valentin said at L1 can improve nutrition for other products, including bread, cakes, cream, and cereal bars, without impairing the eating experience. Edonia is now setting up its industrial demonstrator, and Valentin expects to be able to execute at an industrial scale beginning this summer. The next step is to secure additional letters of intent for food makers to go to market with a product containing L1. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.